Sons and Daughters of God. March 24. Forgiveness. Forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. The religion of Jesus Christ means progress. It means to be ever reaching upward to a holier and higher standard. The Christian whose heart has been touched with the beauty of the Savior's character, is to put into practice that which he learns in the school of Christ. We must be apt pupils in the school of Christ, readily learning that which he teaches us from day to day. We can never attain perfection of character if we do not hear the voice of God and obey his counsel. This instruction does not apply simply to those who have had no trials to meet which would create dislike to their brethren, but it applies to those who have been injured, who have suffered from financial wrong, from reproach and criticism, from misapprehension and misjudgment. These must not allow hatred to enter the heart, or permit unkind feelings to arise when they look upon those who have injured them. Like Christ, we shall forgive our enemies, and watch for opportunities to show those who have harmed us that we love their souls, and if we could, would do them good if those who have injured us still continue in their course of wrongdoing. We must make efforts to be reconciled to our brethren, following the Bible plan, as Christ himself has directed. If our brethren refuse to be reconciled, then do not talk about them, nor injure their influence, but leave them in the hands of a just God, who judgeth all men righteously. The youth may profess to have great love for the cause of God. But while they are unreconciled to their companions, they are unreconciled to God. It is these selfish feelings that are cherished, that keep the blessing of God out of our hearts and homes. Let the love of Christ flow into the heart and transform the character, or we shall not be children of God.